Ilhan Omar, Trump, Republicans mentioning my name causes uptick of death threats – they have to be held accountable. By Pam Key on October 28, 2022. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, said Friday on MSNBC's Alex Wagner Tonight that when former President Donald Trump or other Republicans mention her name, she receives a direct uptick in death threats. During a discussion on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA husband, Paul Pelosi, being attacked in his San Francisco home early Friday morning, Wagner said, "Marjorie Taylor Greene, she has previously said that Speaker Pelosi is a traitor to our country. She is guilty of treason. She gives aid and comfort to our enemies." Omar said, "We should not live in fear just because we have decided to serve our country, our constituents, and want the ability to shape the way in which our country is governed. What the Republicans have put out in those statements that you read to me, I just want the audience to realize that it is dangerous. It is delusional, and it is disturbing. This level of deflection that the Republicans are doing really moves us away from actual, honest accountability in this conversation. These people are the ones who voted against any sort of accountability for their members, who have incited violence against us," she continued. Whether it is Marjorie Taylor Greene, again, who uses imagery in her campaigning with a rifle to our heads, whether it is Lauren Boebert, who says that we are terrorists and we are there to blow ourselves up, or whether it is countless numbers of Republicans, starting from the former president who constantly incite hate and violence, I will tell you. I can trace the uptick of the level of death threats that I get from their rallies or any sort of Fox News or any right-wing media hits that mention my name and says that I am un-American. There is a direct link to that uptick. Omar added, "This past summer, my office saw a huge uptick in the level of death threats that we are getting. They have to be held accountable. They have to hold themselves accountable. And the American people need to recognize that what is happening to members of Congress, whether it is Republicans who are recently retired or have been voted out in the primaries, whether it is what just happened to Paul Pelosi and the fear that Speaker Pelosi and her family will live with for the really long time, and the trauma they have experienced, what myself and others have experienced, all of that has a direct linkage to what Republicans are saying and doing to us every single day." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Keenan.